is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The candidates are entering the final stretch of the presidential race with celebrity power and dire claims of a ruined country. Correspondent Jared Hill has our top story.
For the first time, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Barack Obama took the campaign stage together, rallying in front of a Georgia crowd yesterday.
We will win.
Kamala Harris doesn't have concepts of a plan. She got a plan to make your life better.
Trump spent the day focused on immigration, speaking to voters in Arizona.
We're a dumping ground. We're like a garbage can for the world.
And in Nevada, he denied his former chief of staff, John Kelly's account, that he praised Adolf Hitler's generals while in office.
New deadly Israeli strikes in the Middle East. Gaza health officials report 38 people were killed in southern Khan Yunis, where people have been lining up for bread for days in the only bakery still operating there. Officials in Lebanon say three journalists were killed in an Israeli strike there today. Both incidents come as Secretary of State Blinken continues to push for ceasefires.
A sense of real urgency in getting to a diplomatic resolution.
He spoke in London last hour. The Los Angeles district attorney calling for the early release of Eric and Lyle Menendez, the brothers from Beverly Hills who killed their parents in the 1990s. DA George Gascon.
I believe that they have paid their debt to society, and the system provides a vehicle for their case to be reviewed by a parole board.
Gascon cites evidence of abuse the jury was not allowed to hear. Abercrombie and Fitch former CEO is scheduled to be arraigned in federal court in New York today over accusations he lured young men into drug-fueled sex parties with the promise of modeling careers. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
If you are paying people to have sex with you in hotels around the world, if you're coercing them to have sex with promises of job opportunities or threats that you'll harm their careers, you are engaged in sex trafficking. And if there's more than one person in this enterprise, then conspiracy charges can be tacked on too.
Frank Sinatra once called him the next major star of show business.
Exciting and new.
Jack Jones, who performed the theme for ABC's hit show from the 70s and 80s, has died. His manager says the Grammy winner died after a two-year battle with leukemia. He was 86. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Racine County did what Waukesha County didn't. The Racine County Board has approved a 0.5% sales tax set to go into effect in April. It's aimed at addressing the county's financial challenges, particularly a $5 million deficit. The tax is expected to generate at least $20 million annually for the county, with $2 million set aside for property tax relief. County leaders argue that the new revenue stream is essential for maintaining public services in Racine County. Leaders in Waukesha County this week delayed a vote on a new sales tax. The driver that crashed into a Racine home was injured, but he is expected to be okay. You've likely seen the video by now of that home fully engulfed near 16th and Memorial. Luckily, that home was vacant and no one was inside. Police say a 31-year-old man was behind the wheel, possibly speeding. He hit a pole and then the house. Investigators are still looking into the situation. A Kenosha bank converted into a rental space is where second gentleman Doug Emhoff roused supporters last night. It was a get-out-the-early-vote rally with live music filling the air. Emhoff acknowledged that time is running out for people to take action.
So our job over these next 12 days is to just get people to see what's right in front of them, to actually listen to what Donald Trump is actually saying.
Right.
The words that are not only coming out of his mouth, but people who have been around him.
Emhoff had Maryland Governor Wes Moore along for the ride, along with Tony West, the VP's brother-in-law. Looking ahead, Pete Buttigieg looks for votes this weekend in the Fox Valley. J.D. Vance rallies in Racine Monday. Former President Trump returns to Titletown next Wednesday for a rally. And Kenosha is where a student nutrition effort kicks off today. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley will unveil a $300 million budget proposal focused on student nutrition. The initiative comes in response to a survey which showed that 25% of Wisconsin high school students experienced hunger due to a lack of food at home. A statement says the announcement will mark a significant step towards ensuring all Wisconsin students have access to healthy meals. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Bulls tonight in the home opener in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez on the new look to the Bucks backcourt.
For us, it's all about knowing our next job, trusting one another. So I know that our guards like Dane, Torian, GT, all night, they're going to get in their guys, give them one option, make them do something. And so we just react.
College football, the Badgers host number 3 ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. Wisconsin is 5-2 with 3 straight wins. Penn State undefeated at 6-0. NFL, the Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars on Sunday. Yesterday, the Packers holding a long practice in pads, Coach Jeff Hafley.
Today was our best Thursday practice we've had. Like, and that's not coach speak. I'm not going to BS you guys. It was. The energy was there. The execution was there. Guys are taking ownership because they're running stuff that they believe and they are good at, and they're getting confident in it.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 62. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, 56 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Without television, I would have no idea that Steven Seagal is out of his mind. Or alive. I also didn't know that. He has a show. It's not a scripted show. It follows around the real Steven Seagal, and every episode begins with him looking in the camera and saying, I don't know if you knew this or not, but for the last 20 years, I've been a cop. And you're like, what did you just say? You watch the show, he has the most unlikable quality in a human being, which is that he is an expert in everything. Literally, if a dog walks by, he's like, that's a Shih Tzu boxer hound mix right there. And they're like, how do you know that? He's like, I've been working with dogs for like 35 years. Then a helicopter flies by. He's like, that's a HUB-106. And they're like, how do you know that? And he's like, I've been flying helicopters for like 47 years. They'll be like, you know, they also call that helicopter a Skippy. And they're like, why? He goes, listen to it. Skip, 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 skip. You made that up.
side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Got me, 611 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here. Okay, it's a little showery out there now, but the sun will come out, and it will be a high near 60 today. Clear tonight, lows 42, and a perfect weekend. Sunny tomorrow, 55 the high. Sunny on Sunday, highs near 59. I hate to bring this up. Probably a perfect weekend to go rake the leaves, huh? Nobody wants to hear that. More today than yesterday, the Spiral Staircase. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, Jocelyn Fish from the Racine Theater Guild talking about their new production, Little Women.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was.
News and timeless hits at WRJN. It's Friday morning. Yeah, we're getting near the end of October. I can't believe November is going to be next week. Here's a scary statistic for Halloween. 46% of all pumpkin-related knife injuries are going to happen this coming week. A study found there are about 2,000 a year in the U.S. That's just people who end up in the ER. Experts say even adults should be using those orange pumpkin carving knives. They're a lot safer than a real knife. For kids under the age of 10, think about painting pumpkins instead, or you may be doing the carving for them. Maybe that's, you know, a lot safer. 6:15 WRJN local news and timeless hits. It doesn't get better than waking up to the Rolling Stones. Get off my cloud.
Hey, you, get off of my cloud.
News and Tamla's hits with the Stones. Get off my cloud. 617 at WRJN. All right. If you're sneaking Halloween candy, say, in the bathroom, just remember this. Plumbers would like you to know that candy wrappers are not flushable. So you have to find another way to dispose of the evidence. Careful out there, huh?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If Emily Bronte was still alive, she'd probably be thrilled that Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi have been cast in Wuthering Heights. I guess we'll never know, but the good news is the project has found a home at Warner Brothers after a bidding war. Emerald Fennell will write and direct. Her previous credits include Promising Young Woman, which was excellent, and Saltburn, which was interesting. Robbie's company, Lucky Chap, will produce the film. One Desperate Housewife apparently had money to burn. The first John Wick film was released this week in 2014. The film franchise has grossed over $1 billion worldwide. Variety is reporting that none of it ever would have happened were it not for actress Eva Longoria, who saved the original John Wick by contributing $6 million in funding at the last minute that closed the financial gap and allowed filming to start. No one was happier than the film star Keanu Reeves, who also had his own money in the project. Fun films for sure, but could use a little more violence. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete tonight on our sister station, AM 540 WAUK.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Vince Lombardi once said, "We would accomplish many more things if we did not think of them as impossible." Easy Mobility Solutions helps you overcome what once seemed impossible, reclaiming your freedom and living life on your terms. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options offers Golden and Pride power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Get a head start on your holiday shopping. Happy 8 Collectibles is a treasure trove of toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and everything in between. Also, mark your calendars for the second annual HappyCon, December 13th to the 15th at Southridge Mall with celebrities, vendors, and more. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Looking for sunshine, believe it or not, later today. Looking outside now, you wouldn't believe it. It's kind of drizzly out there. But becoming sunny with a high near 60. Clear tonight, lows 42. A beautiful weekend. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 55. Sunday sunny with a high near 59. Currently, some showers around town. It's 50 degrees here at Radio Park. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN with the Doobie Brothers now. Here's China Grove. And timeless hits at WRJN with the Doobie Brothers. I see passengers on a Spirit airliner saw a rat walking above an overhead bin on a flight from Dallas to Los Angeles. Just happened the other day. People ask me why I don't like to fly. Come on.
Another sad night that I got nobody. I got some money because I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance,
dance. She had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm, oh yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to.
Ooh, I love Sam Cooke, another Saturday night. Cat Stevens also did a version of that song, which was pretty good. 628 at WRJM, local news, timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here today. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani just made history last month. He became the first major league player to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases, a 50-50 deal in one season. Well, the ball from that record-breaking 50th home run that he hit the auction block itself and just broke another record. That baseball just sold for $4.392 million, the most ever paid for a baseball or any sports ball, for that matter. You know, I was thinking when I read this story, putting this together, would I have returned the ball to Shohei Ohtani and let him keep the ball? I mean, that's pretty big, 50-50, when you hit 50 home runs to steal 50 bases in one season. That was the 50th home run ball. Would I have given it to him? I think I would have. I don't think I would have sold it. $4 million. I mean, the fan would call, you know, it's his ball. I mean, once you catch a ball at a ballpark, it becomes yours. But I think I would have returned it to him. What would you have done? Would you have kept the baseball and sold it for $4 million or just give it to the guy for his career, which who knows if he'll ever do it again? I mean, he's a young guy, but 50-50, that's, you know, it doesn't happen that often. Becoming sunny today with a high near 60. Right now, got some showers, light rain, 50 degrees at Radio Park. It's 6:30. Let's check our news of the morning. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County did what Waukesha County didn't. The Racine County Board has approved a 0.5% sales tax set to go into effect in April. It's aimed at addressing the county's financial challenges, particularly a $5 million deficit. The tax is expected to generate at least $20 million annually for the county, with $2 million set aside for property tax relief. County leaders argue that the new revenue stream is essential for maintaining public services in Racine County. Leaders in Waukesha County this week delayed a vote on a new sales tax. The driver that crashed into a Racine home was injured, but he is expected to be okay. You've likely seen the video by now of that home fully engulfed near 16th and Memorial. Luckily, that home was vacant and no one was inside. Police say a 31-year-old man was behind the wheel, possibly speeding. He hit a pole and then the house. Investigators are still looking into the situation. A Kenosha bank converted into a rental space is where second gentleman Doug Emhoff roused supporters last night. It was a get-out-the-early-vote rally with live music filling the air. Emhoff acknowledged that time is running out for people to take action.
So our job over these next 12 days is to just get people to see what's right in front of them. Yeah. To actually listen to what Donald Trump is actually saying.
Right.
The words that are not only coming out of his mouth, but people who have been around him.
Emhoff had Maryland Governor Wes Moore along for the ride, along with Tony West, the VP's brother-in-law. Looking ahead, Pete Buttigieg looks for votes this weekend in the Fox Valley. J.D. Vance rallies in Racine Monday. Former President Trump returns to Titletown next Wednesday for a rally. And Kenosha is where a student nutrition effort kicks off today. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley will unveil a $300 million budget proposal focused on student nutrition. The initiative comes in response to a survey which showed that 25% of Wisconsin high school students experienced hunger due to a lack of food at home. A statement says the announcement will mark a significant step towards ensuring all Wisconsin students have access to healthy meals.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
October marks a special time of year as it is celebrated as Pork Month in Wisconsin. This month-long celebration not only showcases the delicious and nutritious pork produced by local farmers, but also highlights their commitment to quality and sustainability. Christina Myler, president of the Wisconsin Pork Association, explains the significance of supporting the state's pork industry and how this event got started in the first place.
A little bit of history. October is Pork Month because, so not so much today, but in the past, pigs were raised during the spring and summer months, which actually brought them to market in October, hence October Pork Month. So that's kind of a fun bit of information. Also, you know, now, currently, we take October Pork Month as a great way to promote our pork industry. Not that we don't try to do it every day of the year, but it's really our month to really grab that excitement.
That's the Wisconsin Pork Association President, Christina Myler, along with us. I'll have more agriculture news coming your way in just a minute.
Now's the time to get right with Pivot Bio Nitrogen. The right source, at the right rate, at the right time, in the right place. Sounds good, right? And now is the right time to act. With zero payments, zero interest, and zero worry. Until December 1st, 2025, on the best source of nitrogen. Get right with Pivot Bio. For more information, visit PivotsProvenIt.com. That's PivotsProvenIt.com.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. To celebrate the 75th anniversary of peanuts worldwide, Schuster's Farm will demonstrate the happiness is a corn maze. They will be offering a peanuts-themed maze created in collaboration with the world's largest corn maze consulting company. The maze features Snoopy, pumpkins, sunflowers, and covers 7 acres. In addition to the corn maze, Schuster's Farm has named all 12 of this year's baby goats at their farm after different Peanuts characters. If you want to go enjoy that, Schuster's fall season will run until November 2nd. You can learn more about that as well as find other agriculture news at MidwestFarmReport.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Get ready for a spooktacular time with Trunk or Treats Saturday 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars. Bring your kids, your costumes, your candy, and even your canine friends for a fun-filled festive morning featuring a stunning display of classic collector and exotic cars and trucks. Enjoy free donuts and coffee while supplies last, and don't forget to grab the latest posters. Feel the Halloween spirit and automotive nostalgia with Trunk or Treat this Saturday from 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars, 4 Mile Road in Caledonia. See you there.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 62. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, 56 on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Been through two marriages, two divorces, one attempted murder. And I'm tired of TV makeovers, that's fine. Because a TV makeover, they always take an average woman and they make her beautiful, right? And I can't take an average woman and make her beautiful, but I can take a crazy woman and make her violent. Ain't love grand. So first marriage over, my wife left. First thing I noticed after she left, my clothes quit washing. And They quit drying and hanging themselves up. I figure they're depressed. Get in the machine, fellas. We got stuff to do. I gotta wash clothes now. I didn't know which detergent to buy. You go to the grocery store and the detergent aisle is like a happy land. All those bright colored boxes. Happy names like Cheer and Gain and Snuggle. You know, my life is like beer, pain, struggle. I can't operate the machines. There's too many knobs and switches and levers, dial settings. I just want to wash my clothes. So I don't want to send them back in time or anything. I just want to wash them. It'd be cool if you could. Send it back to 3 weeks ago before they were dirty. What the hell? Send it back to 3 years ago when they were stylish. Why should they suffer?
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
WRJN 737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride?
CCR, Traveling Band, local news and timeless hits, WRJN at 6:39 on a Friday morning. This is a shocking but true thing I found out. When Judy Garland got cast as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, she was put on a diet of chicken soup, black coffee, and you won't believe this, 80 cigarettes a day. At the time, she was only 16 years old. Could you imagine studios trying to pull that stunt today? Holy mackerel. 6:40, here come the Archies now.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar. Of loving you,
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
Sweetness over me.
Oh, sugar, sugar on me.
Listen, Timeless Hits at WRJN 642 with the Archies and Sugar Sugar. Well, we're coming up to the spookiest week of the year, but it turns out some people are easier to scare than others. A recent study found that scary stories just don't work on some of us. And it has to do with something called mind blindness. It's when someone can't really picture things in their head, so telling them a scary story and setting the scene just doesn't work that well. Up to 20 people, 1 in 20, actually have that problem. With me, you tell me a scary story, I'm up for nights. I can't sleep at all. Just the way it is. 643 WRJN local news and timeless hits with the Supremes. WRJN local news and timeless hits, the Supremes, you keep me hanging on. Do you remember the second version of that song, 1966? Vanilla Fudge did a really heavy-duty rock version of that song. And then it was kind of a disco version with Kim Wilde, you keep me hanging on. So I think we're due for another version pretty soon. Maybe a rap version of the song? Huh. All right, yeah, sometimes you know the Russians can be a little out there. If you ever had a feeling you didn't want to visit Russia before, well, this is going to cement that. Remember when Halloween was fun, costume parties, trick-or-treating? Well, a startup in Russia is offering to bury people alive and dig them up as a weird life-affirming experience. The price tag is equally as scary as the deed itself, just under $57,000. Yeah, I want to pay to be buried alive.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die concert series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall.
Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false three different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you, but they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Huber's going to give away an ancient artifact later on this morning. A turntable. Whoa. She's been giving away vinyl all this month. Now you can win a turntable to play it on. That's coming up this morning with Cindy at 9 o'clock.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If it's
that big white bird. Gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close. Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years.
Frank and Reynolds, Don't Pull Your Love. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN 655 on your Friday morning. Looking for sunshine, believe it or not, later today. Right now it's cloudy and 51 degrees at Radio Park. All right, a new poll for Halloween asked 1,000 Americans about the paranormal and found almost 1 in 5 of us think we have seen a ghost before. 1 in 4 Americans, that's 25%. Think they've lived somewhere haunted before. 22% said they've seen an object move on its own. And 20% have seen a door open or close all by itself. Scared? All right. Remember we had Rory Graves in the other day, author of Haunted Were Seen? Bringing her back next week once again for more spooky stories, true stories about Racine. Ooh, I get the chills thinking about it. It's 6. I really did. I scare myself. 6:56 at WRJN Local News and Tamla's Hits.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be mad. Yes, I'm just a soul
Burton and the Animals, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. Local news and timeless hits for you, WRJN. There was another good version of that song, kind of a disco version. Santa Esmeralda did the song Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood as well. It's a pretty good version. Yeah, dig that up one of these days for you. All right, coming up later on this morning, a little after about 6:20 this morning, we're going to talk to Dick Graceffa and discuss our playoff games that start tonight. High school football playoffs begin tonight here at WRJN. We'll talk to Dick about that. And then coming up a little after 7:30 this morning, we have Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters from Miami today. He's previewing some new movies down there. He can't tell us about them, though. He can never do that. He signed some kind of waiver that says he can't discuss them yet. But I said, just tell me. I won't tell anybody. Yeah, right. And then coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, we're talking about the latest production kicking off tonight at the Racine Theater Guild, Little Women. Jocelyn Fish is going to be in here from the Racine Theater Guild. So big action-packed program this morning. Hey, think back to when you were in the 8th grade, all right? Would you have ever thought of doing anything like this? A 14-year-old kid in Florida stole over $13,000 from his grandparents and handed it out to kids at school. Well, first of all, my grandparents didn't have $13,000. And if I had done something like that, I don't think I'd be talking to you today. Do you think those kids are going to give it back? I don't think so. It's exactly